You're listening to the Tillage Podcast with the Irish Farmers Journal, supported by Bayer Crop Science.
Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's Tillage Podcast. I'm Siobhan Walsh, recording on Wednesday evening, the 17th of April, for your records later on. Coming up, we talk to Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue. We detail the €100 per hectare tillage payment, have details of the tier lawn support payment for tillage farmers, look at the list of jobs to be done on farms, preview the tillage pages, and as always, we have the grain market and weather reports. It's actually after raining quite heavy where I am in County Leash at the minute, but hopefully good weather is on the way. There was some action in the fields over the last week or so. Plenty, you know, a lot of people getting caught up on spraying, a lot of people that, you know, still have herbicide to put out, never mind fungicide and growth regulator, final nitrogen going on to winter crops, and then plenty of ploughs moving in different parts of the country, and even a few drills. And I saw some drills out today indeed in the morning time before the rain came, and plenty of reports of beans going in across the country as well. But look, a lot of land will take time to dry out. So while there will be some people working away, there will be others who just have to wait. But look, get the seed and the fertiliser into the yard. Seed is tight. Reports of people looking for seed out there. So if it's not all out, you know, get your stock, get it into the shed and have it there to hand so you're ready when ground is ready. Okay, look, we'll come back to management later on. Good news. On Saturday, the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, he announced €100 per hectare tillage payment. So we reported this on Saturday, and then we had further details on Tuesday. We got them from the Minister on Tuesday. Those further details thankfully confirmed a few good things for us. So this payment will cover all crops for harvest in 2024. So there was a bit of a fear winter crops wouldn't be included. Winter and spring crops will be included. So it's cropped for harvest in 2024. So once we get to, it's a long way to go, but we won't have the winter crops planted in autumn 24 won't be included in this. So all tillage crops, look, we don't think beans will be included because there is a payment there already, but you're looking at cereals, oilseed rape, maize, beet, you know, triskele, all those crops, the classic tillage crops, no red clover or grass associated crops. The spend is going to come to about 30, 32 million euro, and farmers will have to declare the crops on their BIS payment and make sure that they're compliant for their BIS payment. And I'm sure you'll probably have to tick a box at some stage to say that you want to receive the money. And as we find out details on that, we will let you know. But we don't have the concrete details for the scheme, only to tell you there will be €100 per hectare payment, €40 per acre. A mixed reaction to the scheme, I think in general, very welcome. It's a boost to people, and even more than the money, it's an acknowledgement. It's a final, you know, at last an acknowledgement has come to say that, you know, we acknowledge this tillage sector is in a struggle and we want to help you out a bit. So that's good. And obviously some people are saying the payment doesn't go far enough and there needs to be more. So on Tuesday afternoon, I caught up with the minister to talk about that payment. Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, thank you very much for joining us on this week's Tillage Podcast. You're joining us on one of the better weeks. It's been a struggle for tillage farmers since last harvest, you know, winter area down 35,000 hectares, basically no spring crops in, and we're in the middle of April now. But the sun is shining today and hopefully people will be listening to you from the tractor. And you've given us some good news over the weekend, Minister. So you announced that tillage payment of €100 per hectare. So you might give us some details on that.
Yeah, listen, I hope it's going to be a good week. I think today is probably the first good day we've had in a long time, certainly. I know I was in Donegal on Sunday, Monday, and there was a hell of an amount of rain fell. And I think it was similar across the rest of the country. So fortunately, the forecast looks like it's going to improve and over the next few days, and it really, really does need to, because it's a very difficult situation right across the country. It's always been difficult from a livestock point of view, with animals housed for a long, long winter, one of the longest winters we've had. Really, in a long, long time, and obviously really challenging from the point of view of tillage and farmers not being able to get ploughing or get seeding and planting, and really, really stressful time. So, and listen, it's concerning as well in terms of what that means for the year ahead. Obviously, every day that you miss and that's extended in terms of being able to get seeds into the ground makes it more challenging in terms of yield and in terms of, you know, later harvest as well, and increases risk. And I know if we do get a few days now of drying, farmers will be very eager to get it and have a massive amount of work in front of them. But listen, and I know as well the concern that is there in relation to what this late sowing will mean in relation to the potential impact in yield, and, you know, farmers' concern around that and the impact it's having on confidence, and the real concern and anxiety there around margins for the year and what profitability will be like. So that's why I moved and I made the commitment at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis last weekend, closely assessing the situation as over the last few weeks and as it's evolved. And I felt it was very important to give farmers clarity in relation to, you know, what I was committing would be in place. So at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis the weekend, I announced my commitment that I will deliver €100 per hectare for all crops sown and for the 2024 harvest season.
Yeah.
So that means that, for example, for crops sown in last winter, which was a difficult planting season as well for the winter crop last autumn. And likewise, it's had a difficult start to the year. So there'll be €100 will apply to all crops sown last winter, and also all crops sown this spring, both the all tillage crops, including vegetable field vegetables as well. And that's a commitment I'm giving in order to give farmers line of sight as to what I'm going to work to deliver for them over the time ahead. And also hopefully to help confidence in terms of farmers going ahead now if we do get a bit of a drying up and go ahead and plant the crops. And hopefully the weather gods will deliver a bit more fortune to us as the summer goes on and deliver a good summer and a good harvest. But obviously we don't know that, and we'll have to monitor closely as it goes.
Absolutely.
But certainly at this point, I've making the clear commitment to farmers of delivering €100 a hectare over the course of the months ahead, and giving them that clarity now before they go ahead and put seed in the soil for this year's harvest.
Absolutely, and I think that is welcome and has given growers a boost of confidence. But do you agree with the reaction I got from farmers, Minister? So basically they're saying to me, look, the payment is really welcome. It's an acknowledgement of the struggle, and I think that's very important. Aside from the money, it's an acknowledgement that there is a massive struggle there, but they're saying to me a lot more is needed. So do you agree that a lot more is needed, and when will that more come, I suppose?
No, listen, I mean, it certainly doesn't address all the issues that farmers have, or indeed the level of risk that is there for farmers now going to plant. And listen,
yeah,
it's never possible for government to actually be able to address all of that. But it's really important we do as much as we can. And, you know, I stepped in last autumn last year was a really difficult year from a tillage point of view in terms of incomes, and in terms of the harvest was terrible, the weather around that. And, you know, the year before that was a very good one, but last year was really poor and difficult. And I stepped in last autumn with a €50 per hectare payment, which has been paid out over the last few months to farmers, all farmers who planted last year, who had a harvest last year, and also then the €1,000 a hectare for those farmers who didn't get their crops harvested, which is the first time in many a year that would have happened. And now looking forward again, facing into what looks like it'll be a challenging year, I'm giving that commitment for the government. But the government, you know, it is there's restraints there in how much the government can do. There's also restraint, you know, from a financial point of view. So, I mean, I don't have extra budget at the moment to be able to do this. That's something I'm going to have to work to identify over the months ahead, to identify where I can get that budget. And I'd tasked my own, as I said to the fodder committee a week or so ago, I had tasked my officials with looking within my own budget to see what might be possible. But that's something that's a commitment I'm giving and that I will deliver on and find a way to deliver on, working with government colleagues over the time ahead. So there's the financial, obviously, the constraints on what the government can do, but there's also then state aid constraints. Because we do work within a common market, and there's limitations in terms of what can be done in terms of working within that common market from a state aid point of view.
Okay.
And I've tasked my team now also with assessing that. Obviously, there is de minimis capacity there, but this would use up what I've already announced would use up a lot of that. I'm not aware that any other. And I was in Brussels there a week or 10 days ago for 2 days for EU Council, and travelled through a bit of Holland and into Brussels, and the weather, the ground was ringing across Europe as well. I'm not aware that any other country has moved to provide any support yet. But I felt, you know, given, you know, the fact that people still have to plant, it was important. I would give a commitment as to what I'd work on over the course of this year. But of course, there are limitations to that. And it is, you know, it doesn't remove the risk or the challenge that's facing farmers and address all of that for the year ahead.
Minister, we have a target there to increase the tillage area to 400,000 hectares by 2030. That's about a 52,000 hectare increase. The industry is estimating that the area will fall by about 35,000 hectares this year. So that would be a massive drop and you know, making it very difficult to reach that target by 2030. We've lost land now from tillage in the last few months. You know, do you think this payment now is going to help? I suppose do you think this payment is going to go far enough, and how are we going to stop that exit from the tillage sector into the future? You know, has this payment maybe come too late? Was it needed at the start of the year, or even, you know, when people were struggling to plant back in October, to stop that land exit from the tillage sector?
No, I think, and I certainly hope it will help. As I say, it doesn't address all of the issues that are there, but it's a reflection of the government's commitment to the sector. And I don't think anything like this has been done before in the sector. And that's, you know, but again, we haven't been in, it's a long time, I'd say, since we've been in this type of a situation with such a late spring. So I, as Minister, am massively committed to growing the tillage sector. I want to see it reach that 400,000 hectares. We've one of the best capacities to yield per hectare anywhere in the world. Obviously, our cost base can be higher, but we have a great capacity to grow tillage, and we should be doing more in this country because we have more of a demand for it too. But I am concerned about what I'm seeing happening. I'm concerned about the, you know, the pressure that's in the land. We don't know where it'll land, where it will end up this year in terms of the slippage, but it does look like there will be areas that will slip away from the sector for some reasons. Nitrate's been an issue, but also the pressure on incomes. And I don't want that to happen. I want to reverse that. I had obviously introduced the tillage incentive scheme last year and the year before, and that did see an increase in the area under tillage by 6%, which is the first increase we've seen in a long time. But that is now, that's being eroded at the moment, and I want to reverse that. And that's why I set up the Tillage Food Vision Committee as well, to look at what we can do that will reach that 400,000 hectare, that will help develop our potential in the tillage sector. I've just received that report in the last 2 days. And I'll be assessing that closely as well over the months, weeks and months ahead as well, in relation to what we can do there to build that future for the tillage sector. I'm going to have to cut the interview short because the bell has gone for a vote here in the Dáil, Siobhan.
That's okay.
I'm going to have to head to her. But if there's a final question, I'll have time for one. But unfortunately, the vagaries of parliamentary democracy, I'm going to have to head soon.
Well, we'll go with that last question then. You mentioned nitrates. How are we possibly going to increase the area of tillage when there are so many competing factors? When dairy farmers are looking for land for nitrates, when solar farms are taking up productive land, when we have payments for organics, payments for forestry, we don't have payments, you know, we don't have a specific payment for the tillage sector, even though there is a target there to increase the area.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the sector at the moment, and I don't have all the answers, but I want to work with everyone to find those answers and to make sure we support the sector and grow the sector going forward. Obviously, one of the key things is we have to hold our nitrous derogation. We can have no further slippage or nitrous derogation. That's absolutely crucial, because that's not just really important for the dairy sector, but it's also important, as we see, in terms of the pressure it puts on land availability for the tillage sector and other sectors. So that's absolutely key and critical that we do that work and work together in that. And then we look at the, and I'm going to look now at what's come to me from the Food Vision Tillage Group and all the farm representatives that are on that, as to how, from a policy point of view, we can structure and lay out our policy in a way that best supports the tillage sector and best supports it to hold on and hold what we have, but also grow it. I have a big commitment to this. In this cap, for example, bearing in mind, of course, the impact there's been in terms of conversions on tillage entitlements in particular.
Yes.
I doubled the coupling for protein aid in Pillar 1, which is the only sector now that we have coupling in Pillar 1. on for to try and address some of that. And also I've delivered as well a strong corporation measure as well to support the tillage sector, which is the first time we've ever had that, which has been important to the sector over the last couple of years and will be for the next two or three too. But I'm looking at all other options because I want to achieve that 400,000 hectare target. I want to see our tillage sector thrive, and I want to help the sector to work through the very difficult season and period it's gone through at the moment in particular.
Thanks very much, Minister. We better let you go vote.
Thanks, Siobhan. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks very much to the Minister for joining us. Look, there's always more we'd like to ask, but votes have to be cast.
Irish growers and agronomists know Askra to be the trusted and reliable choice for wheat crops. Askra delivers the broadest spectrum of disease control on all the key wheat diseases, alongside proven plant health benefits in a simple one-can solution at T1. With a flexible dose rate to suit your crop, you can be sure that whatever the disease, drilling date, variety or weather, you only have to use Askra. Askra X-Pro was formulated using Bayer's unique leaf shield technology, ensuring growers get the maximum benefit for their cash. For more information, please contact your local agrochemical supplier or visit the Bayer Crop Science website at www.bayercropscience.ie.
Right, more announcements on support then. So Tierlon came out on Tuesday as well of this week. So Tuesday the 16th, they came out with tillage supports. And I'll just go through those payments now. So they've said the payment will be worth approximately €3,500 to its average grain supplier. And what it is an advance payment of €15 per tonne for grain growers. So last week, there was 3 cent per litre added to the milk price in support, and that was called a weather payment. So it's extra money. This is an advance payment of €15 per tonne. They're also offering an extended period of interest-free credit on fertiliser for crops. So that's something that was announced in the dairy package as well. And the €15 per tonne advance, I should say, is optional, and it's based on grain volumes supplied in 2023. This payment will be interest-free and will be offset by a deduction against grain payments due by Tierlon to the supplier for grain supplied at harvest 2024. And then, so another thing that came in this support is an announcement to help collaboration. So the co-op has said that it's going to facilitate agreements between tillage and livestock farmers where tillage farmers grow fodder crops for livestock farmers. And we talk about this a lot on the programme and in the paper. You know, we're encouraging people to start to build these relationships, but it's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot of trust issues there where farmers have been left, where crops haven't been purchased. You know, they've grown the crops in good faith and those crops weren't purchased by the livestock farmer. So this idea by Tierlon is to try and help to build those relationships. So the co-op said that in these farmer-to-farmer arrangements, livestock farmers can be charged for 50% of the seed, fertilizer, agrochemicals and other inputs required by tillage farmers to grow fodder crops such as maize, beet and others. These arrangements should utilise the well-established contract forage cropping agreement developed by Chagas. So look, a good initiative there. So basically what it means is if I grow a crop of forage for a livestock farmer, the bill will be split. So you will only see half of the inputs come up on your Tierlon account. And then presumably in order for that to happen and for the bill to be split, one of these arrangements like the outline by Chagas has to be in place. So look, a good initiative on that one. Okay, on the tillage pages this week, Dermot Forrestal is talking about cultivations, and Dermot joined us on the podcast last week. So if you want to catch up on that episode, go back to last week's and you'll get a bit of a summary. But do check out this week's paper, plenty in it from Dermot. Also on the tillage pages this week, we're talking about fungicides on barley in particular. And, you know, a lot of fungicides due on crops now. A lot of crops, I think there'll be very few crops really. I know there is crops on tree spray programs this year, particularly down the south as always, but there will be less of them this year. And quite a lot of winter barley crops out there that haven't received fungicide and, you know, really will need it now in the coming days. There is a nice bit of disease on some crops out there. So it should be one of the jobs to tick off. sooner rather than later before you get ploughing and sowing. I know people are waiting for tramlines to recover and to be travellable as well, so it's not all easy. When you're going with that fungicide, of course, you're probably going to need a growth regulator, you know, a modus or whatever. If you're going a bit later, maybe you'll go with Turpal. But certainly fungicide needs to go on soon. You're looking at a mix of chemistry. So, you know, for the first spray, maybe you're looking at a dichichromate or, you know, Dallara Forte or something where there's a mix of triazoles and strobs and a milgicide if needed. But as we go on further in the season as well, discuss with your agronomist, because it might be the case where the crop has gone a little bit further than you'd like, and maybe you're going to go with something stronger for your T1 spray. Maybe you're going to have to mix up the T1s and the T2s or do a bit of a swap around depending on what way disease is. So do discuss it with your agronomist and make sure that you're happy that you're getting enough control in those fungicides. On winter wheat then, I know there's some crops, you know, haven't got a T0 and won't. There's other crops have just got their T0, but a lot of crops either at T1 or coming to T1. So just a reminder, T1, you're targeting the third last leaf in the crop. That leaf should be fully emerged. So really you're going to have to go out to your field and start to peel back the leaves, find your flag leaf and find your third last leaf then. On the T1, you need an STHI or a QII. So, you know, an Ascra or a Revisol product with Xemium in it for the STHI, or else a QII product, which is something like Questar or Aquina or whatever. And then you need Falpet with all of them along with it. The triazole, and most of them are going to be an STHI or a QII mixed with a triazole with your Falpet. But just remember, when you go to your T2 timing, you're going to have to use different chemistry. So plan what products you're going to use on both your T1 and your T2 to make sure that you're not repeating and causing issues with resistance and poor disease control. So just have a think on those things. Just a reminder, look, it's in management notes, but seed rate, as we get on in the season now, some people will need to up their seed rate. Some people won't have a choice because they won't have the seed to do that. The one good thing is, look, we'll get into better conditions. Establishment should be good. Just a reminder, use your 1,000 grain weight, by your target plant population per metre squared. So Chagas put that at around 325 for late April. Your establishment at about 90%. With a 1,000 grain weight of 57, you're at a sowing rate of 205 kgs per hectare there. And just any of that imported seed, a lot of it has a lower 1,000 grain weight. You're at like from 40 to 57. I saw Seed Tech reporting this week. So just keep an eye on that. So you're probably going to have a lower seed rate where you have that imported seed. Now on the tramlines this week, Conor Keogh is talking to John Joe Hussey in Durrow and County Leash. John Joe is on Leo Dunn's farm. And look, they're struggling there to get in after vegetables and to get vegetables planted. So John Joe look hope to start to get ploughing for carrots by the end of this week. Bartie O'Connor in County Wexford was making flying progress at the start of this week. So he had his ploughing done. He was rolling and hoping to get sowing earlier this week. So I'm not sure how Bartie got on, but certainly was ready to go with his fertiliser and had the crop to plant. So you can read about Bartie. And then Tony Bell in North County Dublin, he's going to go replant 40 acres of winter wheat, but he says his costs are low. His costs really were only the seed, and it was direct drilled in, so his costs have been low, but he has a lot of beans and maize ahead of him to plant. So he's about 450 acres of beans, 300 acres of maize and 100 acres of cereals there for himself and on hire. So he has a lot of work to do in the coming weeks, but definitely worth a read on the Tramlines page this week with Connor. Well, we're talking about all that work to be done. You know, first and foremost, we all have to think about safety. There is a lot of work to be done on tillage farms, but, you know, there is a weather window coming. And if we just break down the jobs, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Make a plan. Take your time. You know, if you're setting up a machine, you're hooking up to something, just take a minute, take a second, don't do anything in a rush. And the most important thing, you know, whatever about the crops, the most important thing is that everyone comes home safe at the end of every day. Get enough sleep, get enough to eat, get water into you throughout the day, and mind yourself and stay safe. It's going to be a busy time, and the most important thing is that you stay safe and mind yourself and mind others who are working with you as well. Okay, to grain trends now. And look, the prices have been kind of steady for the last week, and I suppose even in the last few weeks. If I just look back over some of the prices for the last few weeks, like spot barley and wheat have kind of stayed steady for the last 3 weeks, nearly. Spot barley in around 215 or under, spot wheat kind of under 220, and then November barley is around the same, under 215, and then November wheat is higher, under the 230 mark. But prices certainly staying steady. Matif wheat for December steady again this week, finished at 222.75, and then today it had just gone back up to around 223. Oilseed rape is the one that took the big drop. So if we look at the November oilseed rape price, at the end of March, that was at 450.75. At the end of the week before last, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, it finished at 460. Last Friday, it finished at 469. And I'm just going to look at the app now to see where it is on Wednesday evening. So Wednesday evening, it's at 454.25. So it's down a fiver on Tuesday, and it's down 15 euro since Friday. So a big drop. There is a lot of supply reports to be on the market in places like Canada and a lack of exports. Also, oil prices will play into that a little bit as well. But overall on grain markets, I think weather is the fundamental thing to watch. So keep an eye on, you know, on your oilseed rape price, you're going to have to keep an eye on soybean prices and things like that. But on your wheat and barley, you're looking at, you know, planting in America, South America, and maize, and how weather is going to affect those crops through the year. Now to the weather report, and I have the weather in from Met Éireann. So Friday will start off mostly cloudy with patches of light rain or drizzle, tracking southwards through the morning and afternoon before mostly clearing up in the evening. Let me see, temperatures of 10 to 4 degrees and lowest temperatures overnight of 1 to 6 degrees. Saturday, mostly dry with sunshine at times, temperatures of 11 to 15 and 2 to 7 overnight. Sunday will be dry with long spells of sunshine, as high pressure is signalled to be centred over Ireland at this stage. Great news. Feeling warmer in that sunshine with highest temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees and at night time temperatures of 4 to 7. The outlook for Monday to Wednesday, generally a lot of dry and mild weather in store apart from patches of light rain or drizzle at times. Monday night might be cooler, but unlikely to have frost, and high pressure will remain situated nearby the country, preventing any heavy falls of rain from occurring. Well, we need to write that down, preventing any heavy falls of rain from occurring. So as I look at the rainfall chart, God, this is the best week of weather we've had in a long time on the podcast. I see 1 millimetre in rain on Friday and 1 mil Monday in the west, only 1 or 2 mil any day, and it's mostly zeros across the chart. So that is great news. So hopefully we will all be out in the fields working hard this time next week. Look, we'll end on a good note. That's it for this week's show. Thanks to the Minister for Agriculture for joining us, to Claire back at base for editing. Above all else, stay safe in the good weather and keep the tillage flag flying.
We hope you enjoyed the Irish Farmers Journal Tillage Podcast, supported by Bayer Crop Science. You can find all our podcasts at farmersjournal.ie/podcast and on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.